Chapter 25. Lamentations, Music and Depression. Robert Burton, in The Anatomy of Melancholy, wrote at length of music's power, and John Stuart Mill found that when he fell into a state of melancholia or anhedonia as a young man, music and nothing else had the power to pierce through this, to give him, at least for a while, a feeling of pleasure and being alive. Mill's depression, it is thought, stemmed from the ruthless regime imposed by his father, who demanded incessant intellectual work and achievement from the time John Stuart was three, while doing little to nurture or even recognize his son's emotional needs. Not surprisingly, the young prodigy had a crisis when he reached adulthood and entered a state in which nothing could give him any pleasure except music. Mill was not choosy about the music. He wanted cheerful, lively melodies, and Mozart, Haydn, and Rossini were equally to his taste. His only fear was that he might exhaust the musical repertoire and have nothing left to turn to. The continuing and general need for music which Mill described is distinct from the crucial effect that particular pieces of music may have at particular times. William Styron, in his memoir Darkness Visible, described such an experience when he was very close to suicide. My wife had gone to bed, and I had forced myself to watch the tape of a movie. At one point in the film, which was set in late 19th century Boston, the characters moved down the hallway of a music conservatory, beyond the walls of which, from unseen musicians, came a contralto voice, a sudden soaring passage from the Brahms Alto Rhapsody. This sound, which like all music, indeed like all pleasure, I had been numbly unresponsive to for months, pierced my heart like a dagger, and in a flood of swift recollection I thought of all the joys the house had known, the children who had rushed through its rooms, the festivals, the love and work. I have had a few similar experiences myself, in which music has pierced my heart, in Styron's words, when nothing else could, especially, perhaps, in bereavement. I was passionately fond of my mother's sister, my Auntie Len. I often felt she had saved my sanity, if not my life, when I was sent away from home as a child, evacuated from London during the war. Her death left a sudden huge hole in my life, but for some reason I had difficulty mourning. I went about my work, my daily life, functioning in a mechanical way, but inside I was in a state of anhedonia, numbly unresponsive to all pleasure, and equally sadness. One evening I went to a concert, hoping against hope that the music might revive me, but it did not work. The whole concert bored me, until the last piece was played. It was a piece I had never heard before, by a composer I had never heard of, The Lamentations of Jeremiah by Jan Dismus Zelenka, an obscure Czech contemporary of Bach's, I later learned. Suddenly, as I listened, I found my eyes wet with tears. My emotions, frozen for weeks, were flowing once again. Zelenka's lamentations had broken the dam, letting feeling flow where it had been obstructed, immobilized inside me. A similar reaction to music was described by Wendy Lesser in her book Room for Doubt. She, too, lost a Lenny, in her case a beloved friend rather than a beloved aunt. Where, for me, the releaser of emotion, the cathartic, was Zelenka's lamentations, for Lesser it was Brahms's Requiem. That performance of the Brahms Requiem had a powerful effect on me. I went to Berlin thinking I would write about David Hume there, but as the waves of music poured over me, listening with my whole body, it seemed, and not just my ears, I realized I was going to have to write about Lenny instead. I had been carrying Lenny's death in a locked package up till then, a locked, frozen package that I couldn't get at, but couldn't throw away either. It wasn't just Lenny that had been frozen. I had, too. But as I sat in the Berlin Philharmonic Hall and listened to the choral voices singing their incomprehensible words, something warmed and softened in me. I became, for the first time in months, able to feel again.